I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Scherbel, and this week on Wordmaster, a report from NBC News that caught our attention.
It's about a word that's spreading like no other.
Like, I saw these guys who, like, were really cute.
And he was like, yeah. And I was like, what do you mean?
Because, like...
Are you listening to me? Like, you are not listening to me.
It's, like, everywhere.
You got, like, 3 feet of air that time.
It's used in commercials.
It just gives me the feeling like she's not, like, listening to me.
Have you tried not saying, like, every other word?
What?
It's used by celebrities.
Like, if it was, like, a psychic thing and he was like, okay, Roseanne.
It's even, like, used by our president.
And, like, citizens, you know, I don't like it at all.
If I think the story is, like, not a fair appraisal, mm-hmm. I'll move on.
It gets out of control. It's like a like crisis.
Like, totally, dude.
The word like has gone from California slang to worldwide phenomenon.
Like is what we call a discourse marker, which means like, or it takes the place of a little section where you're thinking.
He went from like totally chic, totally geek.
So like, when did it all begin? Experts say the 1983 movie Valley Girl put the term on the map.
Man, he's just like trippendicular, you know? It's like, I'm totally not in love with you anymore, Tommy.
But it was the movie Clueless that really launched like into our everyday vocabulary.
People came that like did not RSVP, so I was like totally bugging.
After that movie came out, I do think we saw a spread of like into new areas.
Do you use the word like a lot?
Yes.
Like how?
Like that.
Like what?
Like how?
Like how?
Like, yeah.
Like totally.
Okay, yeah. Give me a little Valley Girl.
Like Timmy.
I like this.
Like totally.
I like it a lot. When you're talking, do you ever use the word like?
Like what?
Do you like?
I like.
You like? So what's the word like in German?
Wie.
Do you ever use the word like?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, how do you use it?
Like, I don't know.
Like you're not sure?
Yeah.
Do you ever hear the young people use the word like?
Most of them are idiots.
They're idiots. But like it or not, one thing is for sure. You're loving life.
Love life.
They love life. Well, Carmen Fort is like expert on the word like. She's a professor of linguistics at Pitzer College in California. Like, welcome, Carmen.
Like, morning. Thank you so much.
How did this make the jump?
Well, you mean to other countries?
Right.
Well, basically what happened is that they were interviewing celebrities like Britney Spears or...
Oh, I think like everybody does.
That, yeah.
Some
right.
Jazz.
That's a lot.
There you go. And since these celebrities were using like in their quotes in newspapers and so forth, you began to see that a lot in places like Australia, South Africa. Then... Australian pop stars and people would begin to say, in the media, would begin to use like that way. And then eventually it passed to just the common person on the street in Australia or South Africa saying, there was this like shark biting my leg. So.
and you called it, what did you call in the piece, a language interrupter? Or what did you call it?
A discourse marker?
Yeah,
a discourse marker.
Yeah.
So what does that mean, a discourse marker?
Well, we all need a little space to think sometimes about what we're going to say. And this occurs in all languages. In Spanish, they say este. In French, they use this weird e sound that I can't even pronounce.
But how we talk and how we think can somehow be related mm-hmm. sometimes. And so is there any evidence that this may slow our thinking or mean that we're getting lazy in our thinking when we use something that's a discourse marker?
Well, I don't think so. I think everyone uses them.
I was thinking that it's almost because we talk so rapidly and try to get so in the high pace of the world that you don't have time to really... articulate and have sort of brain mouth coordination.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's what I do. You know, all the time.
Is like just today? I mean, are we going to be seeing this die out and fizzle out in the coming years and we'll have another word we'll all be griping about?
Are you going to be sad if I say no?
I think
it's here to stay. Yeah, because it's spreading.
Linguist Carmen Fort. Talking with Katie Couric, Matt Lauer, Al Roker, and Ann Curry on NBC's Today Show.
And that's Wordmaster for this week. Our email address is word@voanews.com. And our website is voanews.com/wordmaster. With Avi Arditi, I'm Roseanne Scherbel.
I do not talk funny, I'm sure. Part of the CNS.